Walker's new numbers are based off of a census of employers in Wisconsin instead of the employer survey that's released monthly by Wisconsin and other states. Those monthly numbers showed a job loss for Walker's first year in office. The quarterly census numbers, which are more thorough, showed a gain of roughly 23,000 jobs. Walker said it made it harder for Democrats to attack him on the issue of jobs.
And obviously, I understand the political implications in that it does change the narrative, and that obviously, as a candidate, that's a positive thing. But it doesn't change the facts, and the facts are clear that Wisconsin gained jobs, and that any of the assertions that are being made now about Wisconsin losing jobs are just plain wrong.
The new numbers have yet to be verified by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they won't be verified until June 28th, weeks after Walker's recall election. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett said they were impossible to confirm.
I think we're all in the same boat. None of us know whether these are verifiable. None of these know whether these are numbers that can stand up to the light of day. All we know is that 20 days before the election, he's got a new set of numbers that he's going to trot out.
Bureau of Labor Statistics economist Richard Clayton said it was an unusual move for Wisconsin to release these numbers before they were verified by the federal government. But Clayton added that the Bureau had no problem with the release, saying that he did not expect the final numbers to differ much from the ones released by the state. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.